coaches, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Sig.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good. Congratulations to you with a victory number one at Elon, a tremendous win on the road, exciting game, 34-31 over Furman. As you've gone back and looked at that tape, talk about what impressed you most about your guys' performance.
Well, it was an exciting kid, and I'm really game and really happy for our kids. You know, we got off to a really fast start, jumped up 21-0 very early in the game, created a couple turnovers on defense, executed well on offense, and actually had it down there deep, chance to go up four scores, had the ball on the 10, second down, and threw a pass, receiver fell down, they intercepted it, and then, you know, Furman really seized the momentum of the game for the next two quarters. I mean, we outscored them in the first and fourth, 31-0. They outscored us in the second and the third, 31-3. So, it was a tale of two quarters, really. But, you know, our guys just wouldn't be denied. And, you know, when it was crunch time, you know, we made the plays and had some critical stops on defense and, of course, kicked the game-winning field goal 5 seconds ago in the game. So, exciting game, great win for the kids. Program needed a win, you know, kind of get things going, get started. And, you know, it's always great to win on the road, too.
I know you've talked a lot since you've arrived about changing the culture of the program there to get a win, as you said, get off to the fast start and then hit to some adversity and then have the two drives late to pull out the win. How big of a win is it for your program?
Well, you know, I think any time you win it, it's good, but it's just one game. It's just one win, and now it's next, you know, on to the next opponent. And you know, when we jumped off to the fast start, you know, would it have been great to, you know, win handily? Yeah, but to win a game, I think, like this and come back from behind may be of more value for our players, you know, in the long run. And, you know, I just saw us, you know, when the chips were down, really respond, you know, in all three phases of the game. And I was really proud to see that. And, you know, and they played with great poise at the end of the game, too. I thought the staff did a really great job with adjustments and keeping their poise, and players played with poise, so that was nice to see.
We talked after last week, and you were confident that things were going to get better in the passing game from what you saw at Toledo, and it certainly did. Davis Cheek, what a tremendous effort, the CA Rookie of the Week, 26-35, 301 yards, and three touchdowns. Just talk about his performance. It led those two drives in the fourth quarter, both the touchdown drive and the drive that set up the field goal. Just talk about what he did on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you know, he played well. He wasn't perfect, but he made a lot of good throws. And, you know, Davis Cheek is sort of a gym rat. You know, he's in the office all the time watching tape. And, you know, he loves football, and he processes things very quickly on the field. And, you know, he's an accurate passer. He reminds me a little bit of a sort of a mini Philip Rivers, who I had the opportunity to coach at NC State his senior year. And they wear the same number, got a little bit of an awkward release. But you know, he made a number of good plays, and then, you know, at the end of the game, he looked like a kid out there just having fun, you know, just enjoying himself. I mean, he got a couple different looks defensively from Furman that he hadn't seen. He responded the right way, you know, made some good throws, and I was really impressed with his, you know, but there were yards to be gained out there too, and you know. Fortunately, we executed. We did a good job with pass pro, and the receivers caught the ball.
Yeah, one of those receivers, Trey Lennon, had a nice day for you. 9 catches, 83 yards, a couple of those touchdown catches. What impressed you about his effort on Saturday?
Well, you know, Trey's been around. He's a senior now, and, of course, we've had some injuries at that position, so we need a few guys to step up. And, you know, he did big time, you know, with 9 catches for 83 yards and 2 touchdowns. And, you know, the final touchdown catch was a tough catch, and did a great job hauling it in right on the end line. And, you know, Cortez Weeks, a freshman, you know, he had 8 grabs, and Corey Joyner had 6. So we spread it around a little bit. And, you know, we're going to need that kind of consistency from that position week in, week out, you know, to have a chance to be successful.
Let's switch over to the other side of the ball. As you said, your defense came up with a couple of turnovers for you early, the couple of fumbles, and then Furman, with especially with that that running game that they had, was able to get some momentum. But you guys stood up pretty strong in the fourth quarter. As you've gone back and looked at their performance, to sort of give me your impressions on how they played and what happened during that middle section that you're able to fix in the fourth.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a team, we wanted to come out and be very physical in this football game, and I thought defensively we asserted our will real early in the game up front, and, you know, we stripped the ball a couple times, got some fumbles. The first three drives, I think Furman ran, you know, a total of 10 plays, and you know, we had all the momentum in the world, and then, you know, to Furman's credit, they're a good football team on offense. Their offense is... they know what they're doing. It's different. You know, there's a lot of option, wing T, misdirection. And they made some nice adjustments. And, you know, they had a 17-yard drive and a 12-yard drive. And, you know, we started to, I thought we were starting to wear down a little bit. That was my fear. But then come the fourth quarter, you know, the last two drives of the game, they were three and out. And, you know, we had a number of guys play really well. And, you know, they had a lot of tackles. And, it was not an easy offense to defend, and I think at the end of the game, you know, it was our will against their will. They were tired, they were hurting, we were tired, we were hurting. It kind of came down to really who wanted it the worst, and, you know, that's what I was preaching to our guys at halftime, and, you know, and I think we responded.
One of those guys standout-wise that you talked about with a bunch of tackles, Tyler Campbell leading the way, 15 tackles, also had a sack. Can you kind of give us your comments on his performance?
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing about, you know, he's an Army transfer, and he's a terrific individual. And he was an offensive player at Army. And, you know, we had some needs in the back end. Of course, we play five defensive backs in our base scheme. So he started out at corner the first couple days in fall camp, and then we moved him to safety. He's our field side safety. And Tony Trisciani, our defensive coordinator, who's, you know, he's coached a long time, coached a lot of great players, he said that Tyler Campbell learns and picks things up quicker than anybody's ever been around. And, I mean, he plays on the field. He's fast. He's a really good athlete. And he just looks like a guy that knows what he's doing, and he's in the right spot all the time, and he's a good tackler. And, you know, that position in this particular game was of extreme importance because he's running both alleys against the option. But we had a number of other guys play really well. Warren Messer has been very consistent. Chris Blair, Matt Baker. You know, our nose guard, once again, Tristan Cox, you know, has been a force in the middle, a 340 pounds, true freshman. And, you know, made a couple good plays. And Ephraim Borders, Daniel D. Bennett, you know, it was a great group effort defensively.
I'd be remiss if we didn't also talk about special teams and Owen Johnson, who was the special teams player of the week, the two field goals, the game time field goal, and then the 36-yarder with 5 seconds to go. And I know Furman tried to call timeout and ice him. Did you have any doubts with the freshman out there that he could step up and make that kick?
Well, I was doing everything I could just to kind of keep him calm. He's had some ups and downs in practice, and you know, he had a big extra point the drive before to tie it, and then you know, we moved it down there in about a minute in position to win it with 5 seconds to go, and they tried to ice him, and you know, he was cool as a cucumber. I mean, he hit that thing right down the middle. It wasn't an inch to the left, not an inch to the right. I mean, he split the crossbars, and so, I mean, guy did a great job under pressure, I'll tell you.
Before I let you go, you guys finally get to come home and face a challenging team in Charleston Southern. As you've studied them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, you know, they're another ranked team, very highly ranked last year on defense. You know, tremendous defensive football team that didn't lose many players from last year. They lost a couple guys in the secondary, but for the most part, their front and their linebackers are back. And, you know, that'll be the number one challenge, I think, for us. I mean, I compare them, you know, with Toledo in terms of their talent level at linebacker and up front on defense, maybe better than Toledo up front, to be perfectly honest with you. they do have some new guys playing in the secondary. You know, their game was canceled last week, and they're out of school right now. They're resuming classes tomorrow, so they probably haven't practiced for a few days. They haven't played 2 weeks. Offensively, you know, it's an option offense again. They lost a couple of running backs last year that were good players for them. So they've only played one game. It was against Mississippi State, who's, you know, an excellent football team, got a lot of skill. And so I'm sure they're excited to get back on the field, but we'll be ready to go. And, you know, this will be our home opener, so it'll be great to play at home.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for the time. Congratulations on the win, and good luck Saturday against Charleston Southern.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.